The first reading today and the reading of the gospel are gospels of hope. Hope for us. Saul was on his way to persecute more Christians. He was known for how much he had done. And Jesus heard him, knew what he was up to, and blinded him. Called out to him and blinded him. Sometimes we have to close our eyes in order to see again. Sometimes, right now I'm having trouble with my allergies, and so I have to blink and let my eyes rest so that I can open them up again. And I think sometimes we as Christians need to shut our eyes because we're so used to seeing what's going on around us and hearing what's going on around us that we really don't see at all. And then there's Ananias. I would not want to have been that man. I would not want to be someone that had to go because God told me to somebody that I knew that could possibly kill me. That takes a lot of inner strength. To know that the voice you're hearing is actually the voice of God. Not just our own ego talking. And sometimes when it feels strange, sometimes that's when we get the saying, no, this can't possibly be God. God wouldn't ask this of me. And sometimes it's that very twist that makes it know, yeah, that's what God's asking me to do. And so Ananias went, and he performed the healing so that when Saul's eyes were open, he saw in a whole different way. And he actually became a convert. Now, I don't know about you, but I was raised Roman Catholic, and my mother was a convert. And they say converts are the worst people to hang out with. Because they're fanatical. And God knows my mother was fanatical as a convert. She made sure we got up and went to church on Sunday, that we went to Catholic school, and that we, even me, on Saturday morning, although I went to church every day of the week through the school year, Monday through Friday, would get me up to go to church on Saturday in the summer. That's how fanatical she could be. And it paid off as I look at it today, but it sure didn't feel like it back then. So that's what it is. He went gung-ho because he had heard Jesus. He had been sort of knocked off. Some say he was knocked off a horse. That's just part of a legend. But even so, he was knocked down, taken to a place where he spent 3 days in total blindness. Dependent upon others for the first time, probably since infancy. And then his eyes were open and he moved forward. And so that's about conversion, about no matter how bad we are, we can be called to serve God. And then we have Peter. You know, if I were those apostles, I would be totally confused. They walked with Jesus. They had the Last Supper. They shared that last meal. They saw him hung on the cross. They saw him buried. They saw the empty tomb. He already appeared to them. And you know, when things are so strange and confusing, especially when it's around death, sometimes what we do is fall back on what we know. So when Peter said, I want to go fishing, it made all the sense in the world to me. Sometimes what we use and what we know best is our fallback safety net. And the others said, I'm going too. We're all going. It seemed like something that they could do. What they knew before Jesus came into their lives and what they could fall back on. But I think Jesus was a trickster. in his own special way, because he was on that shore that day. And as they got no fish all night, he was there on the, there with him. They didn't know it until light came, until there was enough light to see that that was the Lord. And then the light, as it got brighter, one recognized and said, "My Lord." And Peter, when he heard that, jumped into the water and went to him. It took two of them, one to hear, one to see, and one to act. Together, they moved forward. And then Jesus was there. They got the fish they needed, but Jesus was there to feed them. Jesus fed them all along. Jesus fed the people. And in that feeding, they remembered who he was. And then he said to Peter, Peter, who had denied him, he said, "Peter, feed my lambs, feed my sheep. Feed, feed." And how do we feed people today? How is Jesus calling us to feed his lamb and feed his sheep? We can feed people physically, showing up at the soup kitchen when we'd rather sleep in on a Saturday morning or do yard work or whatever. That's feeding. Bringing food on Sunday morning for the coffee hour. That's feeding. Being there when somebody dies and helping and bringing food to their home. That's feeding. That's physical feeding. Making sure that people have enough to be full. But we can also feed people spiritually. Jesus feeds us spiritually. If you can imagine this morning, when you come to the table for the Eucharist, that it's actually Jesus feeding us again. Jesus is present within the bread and the wine. He's saying, "Eat, eat. Let me feed you. Let me fill you with grace. Let me fill you with faith. Let me fill you with hope." Jesus can feed us. And Jesus can, we can be fed emotionally. When things are horrid, I am sure that Peter and the disciples at that moment were so confused emotionally. They had been on a roller coaster ride. He's there present with them. He taught them all these wonderful things, and yet he had to be killed. And then he was buried, and then he's back again. What an emotional roller coaster. We know when someone dies, what an emotional roller coaster that is for us. As we lose somebody, and we have to let them go. And they lost Jesus, and they let him go, and he's back. What is that like? And so that emotional feeding, that Jesus is present even when we don't know, and the light isn't, the sun isn't bright enough for us to see, that Jesus is always present with us. And that's a hope in this. But there's also a warning, both for Saul and for Peter. The price for our faith is death. And it may not be easy. It's a death of ego. It's a death of self. It can be a physical death, as those who have died in churches, synagogues, and mosques. It's dying for our faith. We don't know what God will be asking us. We don't know when God will call us, or how God will call us, or what God wants us to do. But we know that God is working within each one of us. And because of that, we are changed. Saul was changed. Peter was changed. Each one of us sitting in church today are changed. Because that's what God does for us. And it's good, and it's right, and it's just. But we have to keep our eyes open. so that we know when we see what needs to be changed, we're part of that. That we keep our ears open so when God calls, we hear. It can be in simple things. It can be in major things. We don't know. As I'm ready to answer another call, it's not easy to say goodbye, but it's what God's calling me. And God's calling you, and you will be calling a new priest, a priest who has to say goodbye to say hello. And it's all in God's plan. It's all in divine order. And all will be well. Amen.